Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining today, Carrie Aller and Friends Coffee Chat. Today I have with me my sweet friend Lindsay. Say hey girl.
Hey girl.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. Lindsay, we go way back. Way back.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. Back to the, let's see, would it be preschool?
Yeah. Days? Yeah. Yeah. Our boys were in preschool. Yeah, Lindsay one time was like, hey, you might want to come down here because we were at a church then and our boys were in the daycare center there. And so I went down there and sure enough, they were both inside the water bucket when they shouldn't be covered in soap.
Yes.
Yeah.
They turned water day into bubble day and it got messy, girl.
It got messy. It was crazy.
It was fun.
Yeah. We also are fans of Glozell. Shout out to Glozell.
Hey, Glozell.
Hey, girl. Anyway, so Lindsay, I see you have coffee with you.
Yes, I'm not a morning person, girl. I got to have something to get me going.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So is it coffee, like straight up black coffee, or what you got going over there?
No, this is the fancy gourmet 7-Eleven white chocolate mocha.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And Lindsay was so sweet to bring me a Diet Coke with vanilla today because this is round three. I've already had two cups of coffee and this is my third caffeine round. So yeah. I should be good to go after this.
That's right. Caffeine chats. Here we go.
Caffeine chat. My husband's been a guest on the show and he says he's going to name it Water Chat. And I said, no, we're not naming it Water Chat.
Matt.
I know.
You would. Holy water.
Mm-hmm. He's crazy. Mm-hmm. But okay, so I'm really excited about today's episode because we're going to be talking about being hurt within the church and what that looks like and how it feels and different things and coping with it. So I'm really excited.
Yes, it's going to be good. I think it's going to reach a lot of people and really just show that we're human and the humanness that comes with, you know, following the Lord and what that looks like and how we can process that and continue to love each other through it. So
absolutely. And, you know, we both have been hurt within the church before and, you know, things beyond our control really on some things. And man, it's just tough. It's really tough.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would say just a couple of years ago, I was going through a situation that hurt me the most. And, you know, it invested a lot of my life and a lot of my energy and time. Obviously, if you're in ministry, you understand that, what that takes. And obviously, this has been a while and I've had time to heal and pray through, and there's no bitterness and unforgiveness, and I definitely want to get that out there that
absolutely
I don't live as a victim and feel like I was wronged or anything. However, I cared a lot and I was deeply invested, and there was just a process toward the end that really hurt me, and I was really blindsided by it. And so it took a while, honestly. It really did. It took a long time for me to sort through those feelings and, you know, God, like, why did this happen? And why did this have to happen this way?
Right.
You know, I think when we're dealing especially with Christian to Christian and it's within a church, I think our expectation is higher that we should be able to handle things on a different level. And I still believe that. I think that that's what we should aim for,
right?
Because that's what we're called to, and that's what Jesus asks of us. However, you know, I'm sure several of you listening have been in a position where that hasn't gone that way. You've been hurt, and it's been unfair, and you're left feeling like, what in the world? And do I continue to go to church? Do I continue to work at this organization? Do I stay in this community? I feel like those were all the questions that went through my mind. Mm-hmm. And I know that you kind of have a similar story too, if you want to share that, that was a position that you were placed in as well. And then we can
right.
talk about how we, you know, process those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, being a staff member for a long time, and here's what I learned over the years is that it doesn't matter if you're a pastor or a person attending a church. People are people. And
yeah.
I think a lot of times too, people put these false imaginations, like if you're a pastor, you're more holy, you're, you know, all these things.
Right.
But here's the truth. Like, I'm a hot mess, like 99.9% of the time. And so I need grace before the day runs out. And it's just like that too with pastors and people. I mean, people are people. And I got hurt, you know, and like you, there's been healing. It's been a process. You forgive because in the end, you know, and I've told Lindsay this several times as we were preparing for this, we're stuck with each other for eternity. So we got to get over it. Like, you know, yep. we got to extend that grace. And I don't know why things happen the way they do. I don't know why certain situations happened the way they did, but I do know that I have come out stronger, wiser. God used all of it to refine me, to bring out the impurities within me, and to help me be the leader that he wants me to be. And I, you know, I'm believing that for those that I got hurt by. I'm believing the best for them too, because I know that they love the Lord. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that I think people look at Christians like we're perfect and that's the goal. That's not the goal. But like they look at us too, like we're not going to mess up, or when we do mess up, it's more highlighted because we do know what's right.
Right.
But if you look at everyone in the Bible, there's some screwed up people that God used. I mean,
absolutely. You know? Talk about hot messes.
Girl. And it's better than any like soap opera that you can watch on TV and everything. If people would just dig in there and see like there's some messed up people, but God, by his grace, uses these messed up people to do extraordinary things.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know, you know, the process that you went on for your healing journey. I know for me personally, and let me just say this first. If you're listening and, you know, you've been through this and maybe you're just right in the middle of it, you know, you're right in that hurt and this is really hitting home for you. I would say just continue to press into the Lord and pray. And just know that you're not alone. I think a lot of us think, oh, I shouldn't feel that way because they're, you know, my friend, or they were somebody I respected and I've lost respect. And, you know, it's a mix of emotions. I mean, it's definitely tough. And so know that you're not alone. Know that you are going to come out on the other side of it. If you choose to do it in a healthy way, that's why we're here to encourage you, because we want to see that happening. Because like Carrie mentioned, nobody's perfect and we all miss the mark. We all miss the mark. But something that that I did that I think really helped me was I externally processed. I'm an extrovert and it helps me to get my thoughts and emotions out. And I did that with a counselor, and I was able to do that, and a couple of other close friends that I trusted. And man, talk about healing and just a way to say, hey, this happened to me. What do you think about it? And what's the objective opinion? And it was just immensely helpful for me. And
yeah.
This lady, sweet, sweet lady, she said something to me that I'll never forget. She said, Lindsay, sometimes people don't have bad intentions, but you sometimes get in a position where your dysfunction or your insecurities and things that you carry clash with somebody else's, you know, sins and dysfunction and insecurity. And when that happens, it's bad and it's hard to recover. It's not that it's impossible to do, but when that happens, you really have to use wisdom and discernment and patience and realize that people are not your enemy, and that's just what the enemy would love for us to do, is continue to fight and bicker and accuse, man, accusing people and accusing them of what their motives are. That is evil, and that is something that I wish so many of us can just get a grasp on, that, you know, we're not here to accuse anybody. We're here to say, I perceived it this way. And so whether you meant to hurt me or not, this is how I perceived it. And, you know, we also just have to look within ourselves. What part did we play in that? What, you know, could we have done differently? And
right.
Is there a reach out that needs to happen with a certain person or a certain organization or community, a place of employment, whatever that looks like? you know, is there something that needs to be done for a reach out? Meaning, like, do I now need to go, okay, I need to, as the Bible instructs me, reach out and say, hey, you hurt me. And we have to do it in a tactful way. And that's where I think the difference is. And if you really want resolution, then you have to do it in a loving, tactful way. If you're wanting to just say, hey, you hurt me, and you want to tell somebody what they did wrong and how they suck and blah, 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 well, you're not going to get anywhere, and that's not the right way to handle it. But keeping those things in mind, and then lastly, I would say just know that you can't control others. Right. So you are only in control of your response to what has happened to you. And if you choose to do it in a God-honoring way, I believe God honors you in return.
Absolutely. And I think too, you know, our situations were different in different things. But I will say sometimes too, you got to distance yourself to get that clarity.
Absolutely.
And sometimes, you know, just like Paul and Barnabas, they both had the same mission, which was to share the love of Jesus Christ, but they had to separate to divide and conquer, so to speak. Like sometimes it's not going to look like you want it to look. Like I would love for there to be complete reconciliation, all these things.
Sure.
But it might have to happen from a distance, and that's okay. And so, and Paul and Barnabas, like they loved each other. They just couldn't agree. So they had to part ways, and that's okay. Right. You know, we can't hold on to that bitterness. And Christians too, we're imperfect. Okay. That's why we need God. If we were perfect, we wouldn't need God. Also, if we could figure everything out in this world, we wouldn't need God. God wouldn't be big enough. I don't want a God I can figure out. If I can figure him out, he's not big enough. So, so, you know, anyway, I don't know. I feel like over the years, you know, there's been healing. There's been a lot of growth. You hear rumors. Unfortunately,
right.
Gossip is a sin, right?
Right.
Christians struggle with gossip. Woo, big news flash. I mean, we're people, you know?
Right.
I have my sins I struggle with. You have yours. Everybody has their sins. So the best thing to do is if you hear something, take that to that person. Don't keep passing the word along. You don't know. It's like that game Telephone.
Yep.
You know, the first person hears it and then it passes around. It's a whole different story by the end of it all. It's not reality, you know?
Did you know Carrie Aller is...
Right.
Yep.
And that's heartbreaking.
Yep.
And it's really heartbreaking if you're a part of that rumor. You're like, that's not what happened at all. That's not the truth. But, and I used to focus so much on, well, how can I convince this person that's not the truth. Like,
right.
But God was like, Carrie, that's not your job. And that's really not your concern.
Yeah.
And I'm a people pleaser. Good. Yeah.
Yep.
And so I don't want people to believe a lie about me.
Right.
But at the end of the day, when my life is all said and done, I'm not going to be going before these people. I'm going to be going before the Lord. Mm. Right.
Yep.
And so to be completely honest, I don't give a crap what people, and yes, I said crap. I don't care what people think about me anymore. I used to be so concerned with that, but I'm like, God knows me. He knows my heart. He knows I wouldn't hurt a fly. I wouldn't try to cause anything. You know, he knows my heart.
Right.
And I know my heart. Like I know without a doubt, like, could I have done different things? Maybe in the situation, sure. Right? But God used it. What do you got, Lindsay? What else you got, girl?
No, I think that's so good. I, too, used to struggle big time and still can occasionally with, you know, what people think of me and what's their perception of me. You know, we're always trying to put out this thing on social media and when really we're all a bunch of, you know, people just in that same boat trying to make it, trying to do our best.
Right.
And, man, if people saw some of my dark days, they'd be like, oh, girl, you know?
Right.
But that's my humanness, and I've learned to not be ashamed of it. And the hardest thing when you're going through a situation and someone hurts you or accuses you, in my opinion, is it's like they're highlighting that. And it's something that you already know is there, probably like a weakness that you have or whatever. And
right.
It's like the last thing that we need is, you know, going around and highlighting each other's flaws and sins all the time.
Right.
No, there's a way and a time to do that if there's something harming somebody and you want to confront them and you want to do that privately. But that's what I struggled with was, like you're saying, somebody almost trying to put on a billboard what I did wrong to this person or what my sins were or whatever choice I made that was maybe not, the greatest. So that's what's hard is when someone comes at you like that and then you're like not just hurt that way, but you're also like, oh, now, you know, this is what people think. And again, just, you know, handle it the best that you want, like handle it in the way that you would want somebody to do it.
Right.
For you and just rise above, be the bigger person. Don't back talk and don't go, well, you should hear what this person did too. And,
right.
and all these things, I feel like retaliation seems to be our default, our humanness, flesh. But you know, if you want to grow and you want to be a healthy, mature person in Christ, then we have to learn to handle this adversity, whatever it is, whether it's a person or organization, whatever. We have to really learn to let God use it to, like you said, grow us to
right.
be bigger and better and wiser. And I feel like the two major things that have happened really that come to my mind in the last decade for me, man, yeah, I'm just such a different person. I'm such a stronger person and wiser, and I've learned what to do, what not to do, and I've definitely tried to let God use it. Now, that's been a messy fight. You know what I mean? Like, that's a messy journey.
Uh-huh.
So don't listen and think, like, oh, Lindsay and Carrie are so poised. But, girl, you know, there's been nights I'm on the floor crying.
Absolutely.
I'm ugly crying. I am, like, questioning God and I'm, you know, just mad, and that's a journey. So however you've got to work that out, but don't quit fighting for
right.
for the healthy you. So I would say that, like, don't be content and don't settle in, which I feel like a lot of people do, is they want to just hold on to that bitterness for whatever reason. It gives them that badge of, I'm a victim. This happened to me. I'm going to wear it proudly, and that way everyone knows. No, let it go.
Right.
You know, let it go. That's God's battle to fight. And as you experience too, you can't go around to every single person that could have heard something and try to correct the truth, because
right.
everyone's going to form their own opinion no matter what. They are going to believe what they want no matter what you say to them face to face or what they hear. And so that's
yeah.
really a battle you don't really want to spend time
right.
fighting.
Well, so. And I feel like God exposes the darkness.
Absolutely.
It might not be in your timing.
Right.
But God will bring to light. He corrects his children. So, I mean, just like I love my children, but if they act a hot mess, I'm going to straighten them up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to expose whatever they're doing to correct them, because I love them enough not to allow them to think that way of thinking is correct or
right.
those actions are correct. And so what God's shown me over the years is that, yeah, like you said, I can't go to every person and convince them or correct the situation, but what I can do is I'm accountable for my actions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm accountable for how I live. I'm accountable for what I say. You know, I'm not going to speak ill of XYZ because I'm going to allow God to correct whatever needs to be corrected. And I want God to correct the darkness in me, you know, the flaws in me. I need those corrected.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think too many of us, it's like the Pharisees with the woman, you know, they were going to stone her to death. So everyone's ready to bring their rocks, right? They want to throw the stones. But then Jesus says, okay, you can throw the stone if you haven't sinned. Like, whoever hasn't sinned, throw the first stone. And he was the only one that was able to pick up the rock and stone her if he wanted to. But he didn't have rocks in his hand. He was drawing on the ground.
Right.
You know? And I feel like so many of us, we are religious and we're foolish. And it's not about a religion. It's about a relationship with Christ. It's about a relationship with each other. It's about spreading the news of Jesus to people. If we're sitting here as Christians getting so, like, butthurt about every little thing,
right.
you know, and not correcting, you know, relationships within us because we're either too prideful or we're afraid of what they're going to think or whatever. We build these walls and God's like, take down the walls.
Yeah.
Stop fighting each other. It's not against flesh and blood. It's against the evil one.
That's right.
And so we're so consumed with, well, this is my situation. Well, you know what? Like, I'm sorry. You're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to get over it and you're going to have to move on.
Welcome to earth.
Exactly.
Welcome to life. Right. And that's what's going to happen to every one of us, like you said, and how we react is what God is interested in, how we respond.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, we just want to encourage anyone listening to respond in the best way that you feel like God is calling you to. And again, don't put a wall, you know, it's a great point that you made is we think, oh, well, if I just, you know, cut that person off, then it'll go away. It doesn't.
No.
Because that person's always going to be there. And like you said, we're spending eternity together. So, you know, you're going to see me again.
And if you don't get your act right, like that person's probably going to be your neighbor. And
y'all going to share a condo. Yeah. You don't even know. It's going to have a wall in the middle. You're going to hear everything.
God's going to make us wear that. Like, have you seen the things where parents like put the shirt on each other? Like the kids.
The giant shirt.
You have to like hug each other until you work it out. Like,
God has a sense of humor. I wouldn't put it past him.
Like, seriously.
So, for real.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if you cut someone out or you put a wall, you still have that unresolved emotion.
Right.
You still have that. And then the next person that comes along that does something that you don't, you know, quite like, you're going to feel the same thing. So the best thing to do is to handle it head on, to face it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, again, just don't run away. Don't think that, oh, you know, okay, that was just for that time, that season, and maybe there are times and seasons that people or certain places of employment or churches or whatever are a part of our life. But I sometimes think we hide behind the season word a little bit too much. And we say, well, they were just here for a season or they were. And it's like, well, were they? Because, you know, just because things get tough in a relationship or tough in any kind of situation doesn't mean it's God's time for you to go.
Right.
Maybe it's God's time of refining you and challenging you to go, hey, you know what's on the other side of this? Something really special and great and something holier. Because God puts people together in relationships and in organizations that sometimes are meant to rub. And that's for a reason. It's to bring out the best because not everybody has the same perspective.
Right.
Not everybody has the same reasoning. And so you have to look at it that way a lot of time too is, okay, my friend might not be exactly like me and she might say some things that I don't agree with. Oh, and maybe that like that hurt me a little in a way that the truth can hurt, but it's for your good. It's for a reason. And so press into that. And I would just say, if you're a leader listening to this and you lead others, you know, please be somebody who sees the best in others and you see their intentions, you see their true heart and intentions. And if there is some dysfunction that you have to deal with, or whatever, man, handle it in a loving way. You know, the Bible instructs us to take every opportunity to be good to people, especially, and it uses the word especially, to those in the faith, believers, our fellow Christians, our brothers and sisters. Some versions say those in the family of believers, which that word family. Sometimes family is the hardest, you know, to get along with.
Absolutely.
Y'all know, y'all have some family members. You're like, oh, girl. And so let me just encourage anyone, not just leaders, but that if you are in a situation like this or you're if you come to it in the future, please just take time to pray through. Use wisdom and discernment so that, you know, you can minimize the hurt. I mean, like we said, we're not perfect. We're human, but we are capable of handling things better.
Absolutely.
We can do better. And so I just want to encourage everybody that, you know, when you come to these hard situations or these tough relationships, whatever it looks like, we can handle them with grace and respect them. You know, we we are called to treat each other so well. God is watching how we treat others, and they're in our care. That's our responsibility to handle people well.
Yeah.
And we grow because of it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're dealing with people, you're dealing with dysfunction.
Absolutely.
Like all the time.
Can't get away from it.
I don't care if you're Billy Graham. I don't care who you are.
Right.
Like you have dysfunction of some kind because you're human. And so, and I think times too, like we deal with people, right? And we deal with situations. If we don't learn the first time, God is a wonderful teacher. And you get to retake the test again. It'll come in a different face.
Right.
But you're going to retake the test again until you learn, like, whatever you needed to learn from that situation. So I would rather be the one that would learn the first time than, you know, be like the Israelites and have to do it for 40 years. I mean, good Lord.
Right.
You know, a trip that should have taken 2 weeks took 40 years.
Well, you know? That makes me think of something I think it's important to hear, too, that if you've wronged somebody, or maybe you realize by listening to this even that you're like, man, I just handled that kind of poorly. Let me encourage you to reach out to that person or to those people that maybe you hurt and say you're sorry. I don't think we realize what that would mean to somebody if once we've taken time, like you said, kind of the distancing yourself, and we've prayed, and we've realized some things, and even in our own humanness, you know, if we've hurt someone, I mean, my goodness, why not? Don't let pride get in the way. Just reach out. I think that would mean a lot. And I think that is showing, you know, who you are. That is letting God win, not the enemy, because, you know, y'all know what that tension is like, right? I'm not alone in this, where, you know, whatever the situation is, maybe you've forgiven and gone on, but there's just still like a tension or something, because I'm somebody who I love resolution and I love getting along with everybody. And that's something that's hard for me, as I've realized not everybody likes me. I'm like, whatever, y'all missing out. But no, I just, I have to get over that. You know what I mean? I have to be like, they don't like me, or they don't want to take the time to get to know me. So there's just that tension or whatever. There's just can be that tension. And so, man, break that tension. Don't let the enemy win. Let's spread love. Let's be people who are forgiving and gracious. And hey, my fault. I was in a place where, you know, hey, my leadership just wasn't up to par, or hey, I was going through this. Whatever the reason, just own it and go on. I think that would mean a lot. So if that's you, maybe you're not the person that got hurt. Maybe you actually are the person that you've hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. And we're not sitting here saying, oh, you did it intentionally. But reach out and make that, you know, make that connection.
And I love what you said about own it. Like,
yeah,
I think a lot of us try to, we're so good about pointing fingers, but it's like, I can tell you guys guaranteed, like, I will hurt somebody before the day is over. Not because I'm like this malicious person, but it's because I'm human.
Right.
Whether I accidentally, you know, my husband says, hey, do this, or did you do this? And I snap like all snippy, like with the attitude.
Right.
You know, with my finger snap and everything, my head tilt and all this stuff.
Right.
No, I'm not that. Well, sometimes. But anyway, just kidding. But I'm just saying, though, like, we can all accidentally hurt someone's feelings, or maybe even intentionally. And then you're like, uh-oh, I let my flesh get the best of me. But if we own it.
Right.
And apologize.
Right.
Then the person that's on the receiving end, you can't be like, okay, well, I forgive you, but I'm going to write this down so I can bring it up later. Like, you got to actually forgive, and you got to let go and say, okay, God has it. It's done.
Yeah. And it's a good point to bring up too, like with what you said, that we all have different personalities.
Yeah.
So like, you know, if you don't text me back after 4 or 5 days, I don't take it personal anymore, girl.
Oh my gosh. I am the world's worst.
No, I'm kidding.
No, I really am.
You're good. You're
no,
good.
I really, no, she's like being for real. Like,
yeah, there's maybe been, a little,
there's been times where it's like, okay, well, texted Carrie like a year ago, and she no, I'm really trying to get better.
No, that's just something I say that because it's something I've had to be good at being more gracious with, because I try to, you know, be on top of things, but you know, if somebody doesn't get back to me, I don't take it personal anymore. Thank you, Jesus, for thick skin, and I pray for that all the time. All you sensitive souls out there, let me hear an amen, because we need some thicker skin.
All those people that forget to text back, can I get a
If that's you, get your life together.
Seriously, no, I need like an app that like buzzes at me like, hey, did you text them back? Seriously.
Yeah. You know, you got Siri on your phone. You can be like, hey, Siri, call Lindsay back or whatever.
Dude, I probably should. I should be like, hey, what I need to do is I need to like, when I see a text, oh, and this is what I do too. I'll look at a text and I reply back in my head. And then I think I actually did it. And I believe that I actually texted back. And I'm like, what? I didn't text back.
Girl, you're not alone. Girl. It's okay.
Yeah.
Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. But see, that's where grace comes in too. Because again, you have to know if there's a person in your life and you're like, okay, let me take the feeling, because feelings are fickle, right?
Absolutely.
So you got to look at the facts. So like facts, I know Carrie loved me.
That's right. That's right.
Feelings. I feel like right now that girl, that girl needs a smack, but no, but anyway, but I hope, and my prayer from today's episode too, is that you all are encouraged, because I think there's a lot of people too that use the crutch of, I'm not going to go to church because I was hurt at the church. But I want to inform you, as a pastor myself, as someone that has been in leadership a long time, you're going to get hurt. And I guarantee you, no one has been more hurt than probably the head pastor at the church.
Yeah.
Because the head pastor at the church has had to deal with so much drama that people don't even know.
Right.
And you know, myself as a pastor, you deal with people. Whew, it is hard. It is hard because people will, you know, let you down.
That's right.
Even if they don't intend to. Like, I adore my husband. I adore my children. But guess what, guys? I let them down.
Right.
All the time. Don't mean to. And there's times where they let me down too. But it's like, the one that never lets us down is God.
Right.
So if we keep putting our confidence in our everything, and we press into people more than we press into God, we're going to be very, very much so let down and very discouraged. But if we keep our confidence in that, that's where our strength is in the Lord, then we can kind of have that strength to give that grace that we need to give. And we can, you know.
Yeah. What better example than Jesus himself? You know, he's being insulted and spit on and everything else, all while he's going to the cross for us, you know, because of that love and that forgiveness. So,
oh yeah. If I was Jesus, like in that situation, I would have been like, all right. And then I would have taken myself off the cross. I would have been like, y'all straight up stupid. No, I'm just joking. I mean, honestly, like in our flesh, we would be like,
absolutely.
If someone's sitting there cursing at me and doing this stuff, Jesus had so much grace. Yeah. And I think us in our flesh, we're on the defensive, right? Everyone is so offended about everything nowadays.
Right.
Politics. What's your opinion? Should I turn left or right? If you don't choose right or left, then you're, you know, whatever.
Right.
And it's like, and then people post these things on social media and get a rise out of people. I'm like, look, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't care if you're rich or poor, we're all going to end up in a box, okay? So here's the thing. It's like, we can sit here, we can get offended, we can break relations, we can cause drama within the body of Christ, but if we just stop and get to the end of us and we realize these things are temporary, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day. I don't care who you are, you're going to have to bow down to God. You're going to have to answer to him.
Yeah.
And each of us have a certain time limit on this earth. So right. How are we using that time?
Right. Those We're are just
wasting so much time. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm guilty too.
Me too.
I've been there.
Me too.
And it's hard, you know, to fight my flesh and, you know, be more wise in my posting decisions.
Exactly.
But, you know, God's doing the work. God's doing the work.
That's right. So. And, you know, as an encouragement to you guys, we just wanted to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
We want you to know, like, hey, here's Lindsay, here's Carrie. We're both in ministry. We both love the Lord. We're not perfect. Right. We need Jesus on a daily basis.
Yep.
We screw up on a daily basis. We need him on a daily basis. But we want you to understand that you're not alone, that if you've been hurt within the church, I pray, my prayer, and I know Lindsay's prayer too, is that you find an outlet through a counselor, through, you know, a trusted confidant or whatever, that you can process these emotions. First of all, I would say the best counselor is God. You got to take it to God first.
Yeah.
Once you take it to God first, then God will align the certain people that you need in your life. You want someone that is walking with the Lord, obviously, to give you godly wisdom. And then that's how you can process things. Because someone that is walking with the Lord, if you're saying something that does not align with what God says, then they can call that out. Is it going to feel good? No, but it's necessary.
Right.
So,
and I felt led to say this, that whatever you're feeling, it's valid. So don't let anyone tell you and make you feel that your feelings don't matter or that you were wrong to feel this way, because that is absolutely not the truth. And I think that that's probably what most of us need, is just for somebody to look at us and say, I understand. I'm sorry that you were hurt. I'm sorry that that happened to you. And man, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But let's handle it in the best way and move forward. And so just know that your feelings are valid. They matter. God is your justification. So
amen to that, sister. And yeah, definitely don't let anyone tell you that your feelings are not valid. You know, you could feel a certain way. But like, you do, with that being said, you do need those people though that can say, hey, I know you feel this way.
Right.
But sometimes you need that outside, someone that's not invested in the situation to kind of come alongside you and say, okay, from the outsider point of view, this is what I see. Because I think if we're in it, we have our blinders on, and we just see what we want to see or what we feel.
Right.
But it's necessary to have those outsiders also say, hey. And in my life, that's been my mom for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's been times, there was one time where I said, Mom, and it's in one of my books that I wrote, but I was meeting her for breakfast, and I was upset because things were not moving fast enough. And so I remember going to Jimmy's Egg, which is our favorite breakfast place, and my mom looked at me with a big smile, and I came in, and I looked like all hell broke loose, and I was just walking in the anger, walking in the frustration, and I plopped down in the booth, and I was feeling like nothing is happening. Everything that I'm doing is not good enough. You know, all these things were going through my mind, and I looked at my mom, and I boldly said, because she said, baby, what's wrong? And I said, well, God's not working fast enough, and God doesn't know what he's doing. Now, this is a bold statement from myself, but I will tell you, my mom, bless her heart, turned sideways in the booth. She took a sip of her coffee. She looked up to the Lord. She was like, give me the words to say to my daughter. And when my mom turned around and she faced me, she said, first of all, you need to stop having wishbone. You need to start having some backbone.
Ooh.
Now, let me tell you, little Carrie Aller that just said, you know, well, God doesn't know what he's doing. Like, who am I to say God doesn't know what he's doing? I know God was just sitting there like, okay, love, I'll let you process. But, you know, that's not the truth. But after my mom gave me this sermon, that changed my perspective, because when you're in your feelings, sometimes things are foggy.
Right.
And your perspective is not really
accurate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so when I was in that position, my perspective was not accurate.
Yeah.
Did God know what he's doing? Does he know what he's doing? Absolutely. All the time. Does he work fast enough? Sometimes I don't think so still, if I'm being honest, but
join the club.
Right. But I will say that God's timing is always the best timing, and his ways are so much better than mine.
Absolutely.
And so if you're out there right now and you feel like, well, God's not working fast enough, he doesn't know what he's doing, I promise you, God does. And he loves you, and he cares about you. And in your healing process, as you're trying to forgive, as you're trying to, you know, process all that, I just want to encourage you, like, take your feelings to the Lord. Say, God, help prune out whatever's not real. Because the devil is strategic, and he will whisper every kind of lie that he can. And if you grab hold of that, those things that go in your ear, then it can get you in a pit. And I will be transparent and say, even as an adult, like when I was younger, I was bullied and I almost took my life. As an adult, I was at a point where I wanted to take my life. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take my life. Here I am in ministry as a pastor, wanting to take my life. Because I was so blinded by my feelings and by the hurt and different things in my life. But once you give it to the Lord and you allow him to prune out all that stuff in you, and you get those people that are like-minded, that are trying to go towards the Lord, that are pushing you when you don't feel like going any longer, you need those people in your life to push you when you feel like not going any longer. And when you get those people in your life, then all those things, those lies and everything, when you get God in your perspective, when you are in the Word of God, when you are processing what he's trying to do in you, then all those lies that the enemy is saying, you just tell the enemy to go to hell where he came from, because all those lies are not true. And I remember going to my closet, thinking of a way to kill myself, crying in my bedroom closet. And I remember I could feel the demonic presence. And we see pastors take their lives on the news and different things. And you think, well, they're a Christian. Well, they're a person. They're broken. Mm-hmm. We are broken. All of us are broken in some form or another. I was broken in that moment, but I stood up in that closet and I said, no, in the name of Jesus, you leave me. See, I want you to understand, friends, if you're listening right now, we have power over the enemy because of Jesus. The enemy is strategic. He will cause division in the church. He will cause you to feel a certain way that's not true. And the word says that he's a lion prowling around ready to devour. So when you accept Christ in your life, you have a target on your back. Forever a target. However, even though there's a target on your back, we have the victory. It's already done.
That's right.
You know? And I think people get misconceived too that the devil has equal power with God. The devil does not have equal power with God. When you have Jesus in your life, you have power over the devil. So in that moment when I was in the closet, in the moment, Lindsay, when you were hurt in the church, in the moment I was hurt in the church, in the moment right now, you listening, if you've been hurt by someone within the church, or you've been hurt by leadership, or you've been hurt in your life through family or friends, the people that know the Lord, wherever you've been hurt, know that we have to define the lie and the truth. We have to define that gray area. And we do that through allowing God to shift our perspective and align our thoughts with his.
Absolutely. So. Preach it, preach it.
Preach it, preach it. Hey. I think I went on a little tangent. I didn't mean to, but
it's okay. Someone needed to hear it.
Someone did.
But I just wanted to lastly kind of close out my portion by saying thank you, Carrie, for being somebody who is a light, and that you, just by doing this podcast and by the books that you're writing and just the things that you post on social media and the person that you are, I just appreciate your friendship, appreciate who you are and who you stand, you know, to be, and just that you're an encouragement to many. So thank you for being you. And
well, thank you for being you, and you again too. Like, I'm so thankful for your friendship. I'm thankful for the wisdom that you pour out. I'm thankful for the fun that you have, the sweetness that you are. I mean, you're just, you know, you're just so sweet and kind to everyone. And you have wonderful leadership skills. You have wonderful skills that need to be poured out into people. And so I know that this podcast is an outlet, and I'm looking forward to more convos with you on my podcast, and would love to have you again on the show. And Lindsay, how can people get in touch with you if they'd like you to either speak with them, counsel with them, even speak at their church or whatever?
Absolutely. You can email me. It's Lindsay with an A. Yeah, all the A Lindsay's. Hey, Lindsay. Oh, it's Lindsay Diane, D-I-A-N-E, 22 at yahoo.com.
Awesome.
Send me an email.
Yay. Awesome. Well, I just appreciate you so much. And, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, I have a friend in you that understands what it means to kind of overcome in an area that kind of seems almost impossible when you're in it. But,
right.
You know,
it's heavy.
It's heavy.
And, you know, we don't want to go around as victims, and we don't want to go around thinking everybody's out to get us. And so we really just have to push through and get healthy. And so if anyone has any questions for us or, you know, about our situation, I would say, man, reach out. I know we're going to be posting this link on social media, and you're welcome to leave comments and things. And just like if this encouraged you, man, we would love to hear that too. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, love you guys. God bless you. I hope the show encouraged you. I know it encouraged me just talking with Lindsay. And, you know, if you've been hurt, know that you're not alone, but also know that that's not the end of the story. That God is, that's just a chapter in your story, and God can use it for your good. So,
absolutely.
All right. Thank you guys. God bless you.
Bye-bye.